Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Character Flaw. I am Charles Gross, your host. You can find me at Dapper Jackal on Twitter. And joining us today, we have...
My name is Tristan. I am playing the character of Ariel. He is a elvish ranger drunk bastard. And you can follow me on Twitter at TristanDimitri7. Shut up.
Already drunk.
It's fine.
I'm RC Johnson. I'm playing Sato, the very cocky but conflicted rogue. And you can follow me on Twitter at The Cold Touch.
And I am Josh Miller, and I am playing the breathtaking Balthazar, dragonborn sorcerer.
I hate
extraordinaire.
You. I hate you.
The best character hashtag in all of D&D ever.
I hate you so much.
Bullshit.
And you can now follow me at BT Balthazar on Twitter.
God damn it. God,
it's so good.
All right, and...
And I'm Darian, and I play the dragonborn paladin Fenora, or as everyone calls me, Finn. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Himandim.
So, for the first session, the party was in the village of Bamato, and it was a interesting sort of festival and arrival ceremony for the daimyo of Zugaikotsu, the province that runs the island that they are currently on.
Rest in peace, his nuts.
Yeah, you know, Balthazar decided to do some things to his nuts. When he arrived, the kind of arrival ceremony where the breathtaking Balthazar was performing was interrupted and attacked by a group we later learned as the Eyes of the Dragon. And so the breathtaking Balthazar was performing when the performance was attacked and the daimyo was being attempted kidnapped. It was at that point that the party all kind of just jumped in. They managed to help save, and in the aftermath of that, we had both Sato and the breathtaking Balthazar do things to the daimyo that they probably shouldn't have. Sato trying to steal from him, and...
Allegedly.
Making sure his nuts were in place.
Right, that's what you were doing. And the breathtaking Balthazar kneeing the daimyo in the balls, because it's always good to knee the lord in the balls.
Interrupted my performance.
Technically, he didn't. It was the others that did, but you know.
I thought it was him.
You know.
He was the center of attention.
Still not a big fan of him either now, just because of his whole demeanor.
Either way, the group, once the proper people were arrested, were all brought into the train car of the daimyo and were rewarded. They were given some gold, about 200 gold each.
Were we given gold?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were given gold.
Okay, shit, okay.
And
I thought it was just the promise.
I might have walked off and didn't get mine. I don't know.
You didn't pick yours up, no. But, okay. I mean...
Oh, I'm sure he picked it up for you.
I picked it up for you.
So, the party has been kind of band together now to fight off these Eyes of the Dragonborn. And it is at that point, right after them being released and placed under the watchful eye of Justicar Fenn, that we left off on episode 1. So... Welcome to episode 2, and let's go ahead and start. The breathtaking Balthazar, you just walked off. You walked
back to my cart, yeah.
Right away. Went back to your cart.
Yeah.
And...
Gerald, get those Fushigi tables, now.
Some
of the commoners are probably trying to take off one of them because they're pretty ornate.
Yes, boss. Like, they've broken down that area, and there are actually quite a few guards over there now, like, cleaning up bodies and... What else?
Not important. My things.
Your things. Yeah. Right. Right.
More important, yeah. Guys. What are you doing?
Yeah. So, basically just kind of barking orders, making sure all my shit's still there. You know, prepping for the next performance, if need be.
If need be. I mean...
Getting all the things packed and ready to where they can be brought out easily.
Right.
To perform
I mean,
again.
You do have a scheduled performance next week in a village on the other end of the province, but...
Sure. So I'm just... Packing the car properly is what I mean.
Packing it,
well,
getting ready to leave.
Right.
While still handcuffed.
Yes. I'm just giving orders. I'm not lifting or doing anything.
You're just over there barking orders. You know, yeah. One of the guys is just standing there, maybe smoking a pipe, and just like, Mitch, god damn it.
Be like, hey, come here. Thank you. Take a little puffer.
And then send him on his way.
I'm herding them over to, blah, blah, blah. I I don't know what I was trying to say.
It's a weird problem.
Breathtaking Balthasar.
Okay.
While she's hurting us, I'm going to just kind of break away and find an armor shop and get myself some stuff leather.
Yeah, because...
I'm not letting him get away from me.
I mean, you're basically trying to herd cats here.
I know,
like,
I am.
That's the real... That's the honest truth.
I go away to take a moment to myself.
Actually.
So, immediately...
We both know how this is going to go.
I guess there's a promise of money.
I have plenty. I didn't actually steal it this time. You should be proud of me.
That's true.
Well, took mine.
Hey, you didn't even take it.
That was a matter of principle. This, I'm not talking to you in real game.
Technically, you didn't want it.
Out of game, you did take mine.
Where are you going, buddy?
I'm going to go get myself some armor.
Mm-hmm. Well, he technically can't do anything because I have the keys.
True.
I'm following him.
All right, so you're just going to leave him handcuffed.
Yeah.
And following him to go get some armor.
Also, he could probably break out of them if he really wanted.
Maybe.
I don't know what you can do. Or I just saw you fucking shoot shit, and I was like, well, that's cool.
Or one way or another, he's eventually going to have to find her, because she has the keys.
This is the
truth. I'm dragging him along. You want to fight me?
Maybe. Oh.
What's your strength, bud? I'm dragging him along.
What's your dexterity?
If she was dragging you, it's a contest of strength.
Yeah, that would be a strength contest.
Yeah.
Catch me first.
He could try to wriggle, but yeah, it would be strength versus dex, for sure.
You can come with me, or I can drag you.
Remember, being with her has promise of rewards.
All right, but I'm going to be angry the entire time, and I'll probably give you some of my sake breath.
Vomit. Vomit cool. Sake breath.
Vomit sake breath.
Yeah, just
when your back is starting to fall on your boots.
I pivot, turn 180, and walk straight to him, and I just grab his hand, put 5 gold in it, and say, go have fun.
Woo!
I'm still dragging him.
He's, woo! And he's trying to walk away, and he's
holding the back.
He's basically moonwalking as you, like, drag him the other direction.
Yeah. And then I...
Beautiful.
I make my way to an armor stand, and while I'm walking, Ben, see? It was easy.
Mm-hmm. Got my eye on you, bud.
Right.
So, walking through the crowd, there are actually quite a few opportunities. There's one rather fat coin purse.
Is there a...
Along the way, Sato.
Anything close? Uh-huh, I'm following you.
Slide of hand. Can I get that? 18?
18? Go ahead and roll perception.
I'm not gonna... That's cool.
You could!
Do it.
That's a 3?
Would you have advantage because you're staring at him?
Yeah, I would give advantage because you're staring.
You're, like, watching just him pretty much.
16.
16? Still don't notice it. You're like, that was weird.
I'm also hurting him, so.
Yeah, there was that one where you're like, well, that was kind of weird.
I'm probably singing, too. So.
You managed to pull a purse with about 20 gold in it off of just some random guy.
Oh, yeah. How much gold did we get from?
200 each.
200, okay. It's already been sent to me twice now. That's fine. Sorry. Copyright! Guys! and while we're walking, I'm going to try to find some sort of alcohol shop where I can throw him in.
Just some bar.
Yeah.
All right.
Technically a tavern.
I don't know.
I like alcohol shop.
I don't know.
Some kind of alcohol shop.
The old alcohol store.
Yay, old liquor store.
Yeah, you can find, like, a bar that you can just, like, shove him into quickly.
I'm going to shove him in, throw one extra gold at him, and follow.
So you're essentially
like 6 gold.
You're drunk in a bar with about $600. That would be the equivalent.
That's
$600 and 6.
I'm not leaving.
All right, so I'm gonna leave him in there, and I'm.
Didn't we have like also 10? No, never mind. I mean,
it's good. I mean, you also have that 200 gold that you got
gold
before.
Then what they gave me.
Like the equivalent, so a copper would be the equivalent of 1.
There's a...
And then...
Yeah, there's a thing on here that tells you...
Yeah.
Like conversion rates.
So, nice. I mean...
Uh-huh.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and then there's also the colloquial, like, terms for them of copper as claws, silver as eyes, and then gold or snouts are just called dragons. One or the other. But...
Good enough for me.
You're going in, and I'm assuming that you're just like, and 12 shots, please.
Excuse me, Mr. Tavernist. Where's your nearest sake section?
The guy's just like, sit here.
I got 600 gold burning in my pocket, And I'm with our stone.
You say 600, and the guy, like, oh. He, like, goes to the top shelf and brings down the really expensive bottles. So, all right. So, the two of you continue walking and very... So, Sato and Fen, the two of you continue walking and find one of the various armor shops around, and you can just buy them at player handbook prices.
Okay.
Pretty simple.
I already subtracted it from what I got.
Cool. What did you buy?
Studded leather.
Studded leather armor? Cool. Do you want to buy any armor or anything? You're like, nah, I got good armor. I'm sweet.
Swell.
All right. So, Balthazar...
Yeah, I'm going to get a polishing rag.
God damn you. God damn you.
Literally, I almost did it. I'm not even kidding. Like, I literally was about to be like,
It's going to be like episode 10. I'm going to say Balthazar, and I'm going to have four people go, breathtaking Balthazar, and I'm going to just flip the table.
Manage all of you.
It's like, y'all got inspiration right now, right? Give it back. Fuck you.
And one of you just got disintegrated.
It's like, and go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw for me, breathtaking Balthazar.
Yeah, you just had a stroke.
Worth it.
Roll a
d4.
Oh,
no, look what happened. So, four different dragons.
You get all of the people to, they pack up the cart. It's ready to go. It's ready to roll out.
Cool.
And you're just standing there in handcuffs.
Darren, come here.
Yeah, boss?
Do something about this.
Let me
don't,
see what
don't
I
show anybody.
Let me see what I can do.
Yeah.
He pulls
Are they
out
still
his
in view of the train?
Little tools.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. He rolls. Actually, he rolls pretty well. So he pulls out
Darren,
like
Darren,
his little
Darren,
tools.
Darren,
just...
Darren, 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 Darren. Not all the way.
Yep.
Make it look like I did it. You know.
Dick.
Let's see if he can manage to do that. Okay, yeah, his sleight of hand, like, really quickly was like, like, loosens it to the point where it's like,
huzzah!
And then you just all of a sudden, like, he walks away, and like, 3 minutes later, ta-da! They're just hanging from one of your wrists instead
nope.
of a...
minor illusion. It's not minor illusion. Anywhere.
I am free, and then, yes, your minstrel's just...
So free. The breathtaking bell...
He's
the breathtaking Balthazar has struck again.
Please keep that in there.
It's just canon that whenever Ariel tries to say breathtaking Balthazar, he just goes breathtaking Balthazar.
Breathtaking Balthazar.
You're acting like a perfectly good drunk.
All right, so. The cart is packed up and ready to go. What you want to do, boss?
Stand by.
Okay.
The train?
Go back to the train?
Yeah.
My God.
Okay. There are many, many guards around the back? Cabin that you can assume that that's the train car with him in it.
I am here for my reward.
Good question. We should collect him.
Should we really?
Your reward was collected already.
No, it wasn't.
He didn't get his, I forgot.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Not by me.
The half-elf took it for you.
Who?
The half-elf.
You gave it to that one. The one that tried to grope your best man trying to steal his money. You gave him my money.
You walked away from the train. Fenn said it was all right.
It was on principle. I was coming back.
Well, you'll have to go find him to do it.
What's your name?
My name?
Yeah, your name.
The Pennant.
Fuck you. That was out of game.
Yeah.
All right, in game.
So
noted.
Real quick. So for anyone that doesn't know, one of the names that you can get on the random name generator within the DM screen is Bapenet. And in many campaigns that I've played in with Josh, that name has come up. And
over and over and
over and over and over again to the point where they were like,
where it is
no.
randomly rolled for and it comes up, Bapenet.
So the joke kind of became that no, Bapenet is like John.
It's just a really common name.
It's just a really common name within all of my worlds. And he always gets real mad when I say it. So be prepared to find a lot of just random NPCs named Bapenet.
I DM'd a game and also rolled Bapenet. Gosh. Like, it's invaded my life. It's ruined me from the inside.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah. So anyway, just so, I guess going to look
for
him.
Yeah, the guard, Bepenit.
Noted. And I go to look for the little sneakers.
Would that make him Bepenit the tenant?
Fucking hate you.
All right, so you move to try and find them, which you have no idea where they could have gone. You know that they said they were looking for armor, but you don't know Bomato very well.
Probably that way.
It's an industrial slum. Why don't you roll a survival check? See if you can't find them.
Natural 20.
All right, so you...
They're right there!
You're like, you say, that way, and you walk, and then there's just like, you look and there's just a sign that says armor, and you're like, probably there. You walk in and there's the two of them.
A little cursor that says RC Johnson.
The right, little player username that's always hovering above each character's name.
You just check your mini map
and
real
right
quick.
Behind his is him and them. It's like, oh, that must be where they are.
Glad I made a Twitter.
It wouldn't be RC Johnson, it'd be the cold touch and him and them.
Yeah. That's really funny.
Hashtag sled hand.
Heading for him.
Hashtag subtle plug.
Heading for him.
I mean, you walk in and there's both of them.
Hey, I was told you have my money.
What money?
My money.
I have my money.
How did you...
Ah!
I'm impressed.
You should be.
Can I see the other one, or is he still minor illusion? Like,
no, he's still minor illusion.
Can I hear it?
Just like...
You could hear it, actually, yes.
I'm just like...
So we all hear the...
Like, it's still there, we just can't see it. We're just like...
Yes, that is correct.
That's incredible. Inside. Well, I guess I don't need these keys then.
No, you're good.
Oh, then if you're inside of me, I guess that would be a deception roll on my end.
It would be.
Ooh. That's a natural one.
That's incredible.
That makes a 12
that
for my
fucking
deception
guard.
Check. He lied to you.
Freaking lied to you. How dare he?
I mean, yeah, well, I guess I'm only screwed had enough then. Time to take my own money. They wouldn't let me take anyone else's.
I guess I'm screwed then.
Don't worry, I'll help you make some money.
I mean, we do stand to make quite a bit more, so.
Well, do you have a plan?
Absolutely not.
Promising.
Well, I'm just here to guard you.
I have somewhere I have to be in like a week, so.
Like a week.
It's not here, so, you know, there's travel time, expenses involved, maybe.
So, you're saying we should probably get it done quickly.
Well, yes.
Trying to grab the drunkard would probably be the first step.
Well, where is he?
Yeah, what do you think he's doing? He's drinking.
Oh, shouldn't be too hard. I'll be right back.
Hard cut to Ariel, like, probably 4 bottles of sake in at this point.
Real toast singing at the top of my lungs.
Let's start with a con save real quick.
Hey, what?
Constitution saving throw.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. It's a 3.
Oh, you real fucked up right now.
4.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're really fucked up right now. Like, yeah, you come in.
It's been a long day.
You have reached the, like.
Dude levels.
You've reached the drunkard from the British Isles. Just, oh, daddy boy. Just singing all the songs right now.
Can I hear him from the street?
Oh, yeah. You do.
Makes that easy.
He is not at the bar that that you left him at either. He's like 4 bars down.
Oh my god. He just did a bar crawl?
Well, he kept getting kicked out.
He was singing too loud? Is he getting kicked out or is he still okay?
At this one, he's still in the middle of drinking the bottle he was already served, so he doesn't need to leave
yet.
Well,
technically, this is the place where karaoke is like A1, so if anything, I'm their god.
This is where karaoke was invented.
I was about to say, this is where it's being invented. Uh-huh. Right now.
Right now.
Against the will of all the tavern dwellers.
Yes.
I'm listening.
I'm going to go buy another bottle of sake.
You're going to go up and buy a bottle of sake?
I'm going to tap on his shoulder and go, you? And then walk out the door.
Walk out the door, and the tavern keeper is going to be like, hey, 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 wait, no, no, damn it.
Well, he bought it.
Yeah, he handed it to the one that he had already cut off.
Gotcha.
No, I didn't hand it to him. I dangled it in front of him and just walked off.
Like,
oh, you dangled it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I was like.
He's like, hey, look what I got.
Hey, so the bartender's like, all right, good. Thank God.
So is he like halfway through like another bottle?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, when he dangles it in front, I'm going to take the bottle that he already has and hide it.
And hide it?
Uh-huh.
Do a sleight of hand check, make a perception check with perception check with advantage for you. Yeah. Fen, what did you get for your sleight of hand?
Am I?
Do it one more time.
Me?
Yeah.
I got a 13.
I'm gonna take the better number. 17 both.
17's
Yeah, and I got a 13.
Perception. So yeah, in that case, so what Fen does was she grabs it and she just like kind of like holds it on her side, like, nope, you can't have it. And Ariel's just like, see it.
It's okay if you see it. I'm still going to walk out with
it. I see it. You're supposed to be a paladin. You're supposed to be lawfully good.
I'm going
to
get us a
You lie.
Yeah, and I'm keeping you from being a menace to society. You. Get out of here.
Hey, sit on a throne more. Of lies.
Come on, let's go. I got more.
Throne of lies.
Let's go, bud.
While this whole jam is happening, I'm going to be looking at the other thing. Really. Looking at the bracelet, be like, it's
You don't have thieves' tools, so just roll with disadvantage. Yeah. You got some chopsticks from a restaurant, and you're like, fuck.
Oh, you're talking to him. I made sure everyone's not looking at me.
Yeah.
A 12.
You only get dexterity in bonus to that.
14.
You're like picking at it, and then the chopstick breaks, and I'm like, fuck. And it's jammed in there. Yeah, now it's got wood in it.
Oh, no.
All right, minor illusion.
Minor illusion. It's gone.
Join the group back.
That's so funny.
You're not going to get this thing off for episodes.
Nobody's even going to know it's there. Or they will.
We're just going to hear jingling.
We're just going to hear jingling and be like, what the fuck is that?
It's my guardian.
You get -1 to stealth until it's off, bitch.
It's all right.
Mark that on your sheet, bitch. -1 to stealth.
Jingle still.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. All right. So... the party is all together now, actually.
Okay, so what did they... they just said that they were a problem. Did they give us any sort of direction?
No, he did not.
Okay, have the leather armor thing.
Fen, you're not going to like this idea. We're going to the Thieves Guild.
To Narnia.
Do we have to?
Yes. Where else are we going to get any decent information?
A tavern?
Right.
Yes, I agree
Who
with
do you
her.
Think runs the tavern?
I'm going to pretend you didn't say that, and I'm going to hand him the leather thing that has the signia on it.
The signia of the eyes
of
the dragonborn.
The dragon, yeah.
Dragon's eyes.
The dragon's eyes.
Okay. So, you guys are going to go into a tavern and start trying to gather some information? Okay.
I'm going
to
drop subtle thieves' cant all over the place and get the attention of the thieves' guild.
Interesting. Go ahead and roll an investigation check with advantage.
Oh my god, that's a natural 20.
A 3 and a nat 20.
That's a natural 20?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Making my investigation a 24.
All right. Very quickly, speaking in thieves' cant, one of the other patrons says that, yeah, I saw some people with that emblem come through earlier. They were looking for digging equipment.
Digging equipment from where?
Just looking for digging equipment somewhere that wasn't just a normal shop. They wanted something heavy duty, some steam-powered jackhammers, stuff like that.
What was he saying?
Do you know of any places I could probably find that?
To you, it sounds like they're having a completely inane conversation about dogs.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say ducks.
Ducks?
It's Tuesday. Did you bring your duck?
Yeah, so there. It sounds like a very inane conversation.
Did you see him drinking? Has he been drinking?
You know
Prestidigitation sparks. Shazam.
Not as helpful as I thought it was going to be.
Ignore
That's
the camaraderie.
They were looking for some heavy-duty digging equipment, and I procured such equipment for them. They paid well. What else can I say?
I could perhaps assist in a little extra knowledge, and I'm going to slide him a gold piece.
He looks at the one gold piece and says, "You dropped something." And he says that out loud, like looks at the gold piece and goes, "You dropped something."
Straight calling you a bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, it appears I did. I'm going to drop a few more coins on the ground.
Yes, I did.
How much is a few more?
Five more.
Five more? Not a very big coin purse you got, huh?
I pick them up.
You pick them up? Six.
That's incredible. I'm exasperated because I don't know what they're talking about, and I'm going to take the sake bottle that I had, and I'm going to give it to the bartender and be like, "Can you just fill this with water?"
like water
like,
down the
no,
other
no,
half
no,
of
like,
sake?
Like,
pour it out.
Pour it out and give me water.
I guess.
Please?
He goes and he pours it out in the sink and fills a new one and like brings
you
it back
know.
To you. Like,
I'm right at the bar. I mean,
you would
I'm right
see that.
There on the counter.
Okay.
I can see what
then
is
I'm
happening.
Trying to casually be like,
tell you
can
what,
you fill this with water?
Assist. Holding the new coins that I just got, I'm like, huh? Oh, yes. You're like, oh shit.
Do a performance check.
Like, oh shit, son.
And I'm trying to casually on the DL.
11.
You're pretty drunk. I'd say that works on you, wouldn't you?
Danger zone.
Oh my god.
So back to Sato.
Despite my acquaintance's attempts to take all the money there, I'm going to take out that purse that I had taken earlier, hand him the 20 gold that was in it.
Opens it up, just looks. Just kind of like crosses his arms and says, well, only other thing that I know is that they were staying at a place near the temple.
All right.
Oh, I don't know what he's saying. Never mind. Fuck.
And have you ever seen this? And I show him the dragon's eyes symbol.
Yeah, that's what they were wearing.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I'll gift him the armor as well and head out.
Just the chest piece.
He looks at like this leather chest piece that's fucked up and covered in blood. And he's like, and he just walks out as well. So back to the three of you at the bar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you got your sake bottle filled with water.
Cool.
And then you're going to hand it to me, and I'm going to, sake bottle from behind the ear.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going
to
happen.
All right, roll another perform check. That's a little bit harder to do.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
I'm going to walk behind him it's and, like, same. Hand it to him.
An 11, you going to let that work? Like, did you see that sake bottle go behind your ear and then come back out?
And I'm going to just kind of lightly push them aside and then take out the one that I paid for and put it right down in front of him and say, that one's fresh.
Fuck you!
Knock it on the floor.
He held fat elf.
You're gonna try and break it.
You're a cool guy now.
So yeah, you're like fuck you, and he just like knocks on the floor and it shatters.
Get that shit out of my face.
But we have a fresh new bottle.
He can eat a dick for all I care.
I will. Thank
you. We'll talk about that later. Right now, we need you to come with us. Remember, reward.
On a side note, I find out that we need to go to somewhere around the temple area.
That's where they're temple. Which? What kind of temple?
My temple?
There's only one temple in town.
Okay.
So yeah, your temple.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Apparently they were after some kind of digging equipment for something near there. I'm not exactly sure what. Is there any mausoleums nearby?
I mean, as a temple, it'd probably have a mausoleum, right?
I mean, it would. Would you like to roll I'd say religion or history. Either way for you, for others, it would be a history check.
Okay. I try to avoid that place entirely because that's just guard heaven.
That's a... 20. Not a natural 20, but...
So a 20.
Yeah.
You know that in the mausoleum underneath, there are, you know, there are monks, there are some holy people buried under there, but underneath that temple also lies the remains of a great old worm that was of the color gold.
Hmm. Like a sticky, like a round worm?
W-Y-R-M. Okay. Like a really big old dragon.
Like, gross,
my
man.
Color. My color.
I would assume you inform everyone of this.
Yes, of course.
That's racist, Fen. Your color?
Yeah, like, my color. Gold.
That's racist.
Wow, you're just going to call it gold.
That's
like the copper dragon, like,
How quaint.
So, the temple, we must go.
Very well.
You guys are going towards that temple, then? All right, so.
I will reluctantly go to the temple.
I need someone to carry me.
I got you.
I can carry you. What's your strength?
13.
I'll carry him.
Yeah, he's pretty drunk. You can walk. You can stumble walk, but you could do it. You're a drunk. You're just, you know, so you probably know how to handle yourself somewhat decently.
You can fuck off, Mr. Bob.
I'm going to throw him over my shoulder.
You're just going to throw him over your shoulder? Roll strength check.
Okay.
And
that's a natural one.
No, you don't.
All right, so Fen, you go.
I don't.
You go and you go. And you're like, oh, pulled your
I'm
back
still not
muscle.
Completely healed.
Yeah, you're
from
like, that wasn't great.
No.
Yeah,
you can walk.
Dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to come up behind him and just very lightly put my hands on his shoulder and say, let's go get a drink.
Okay.
And right. Just kind of head my way towards the temple.
So start heading towards the temple. All right. So you're following him thinking you're about to go get a drink. And
do this.
I'm assuming that Fen and the breathtaking Balthazar, you are also going to follow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. While I'm walking, I'm going to quickly turn and be like, not everything has to be violent, Fen. Keep walking.
Who said I was resorting to violence?
You're about to throw him over your shoulder.
Yeah, I was carrying him. He asked to be carried.
I felt very hostile intentions when you try to sling me around your shoulder. I was triggered.
Well, you don't like it rough?
No, I prefer it soft first. No, after the third date, I prefer it kind of getting a little bit rough.
That's no fun.
I mean, you know, you gotta wait at least a month before we start adding the chains and the whips. I mean, that and I.
Well, that
I'm
sounds
sorry,
very boring.
Dragonborn is gross.
Wow, and I'm racist. You're still.
The whole time you're talking, I'm just trying to rip this thing off now.
So.
That's really funny.
All right, yeah, so.
I'm assuming this entire time I've been hearing him just.
You can't see anything, though.
Yeah, I left it.
But
I
can hear it.
I left the
yeah.
You can probably figure it out.
You guys make it up to the base of the temple where you've been many times. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know how to get in.
Mm-hmm.
You know the monks. But going in, it looks just like a normal night with maybe a couple more Justicars outside of it, like being vigilant. But
who would run the temple?
Who would run the temple?
Yeah.
That would be one of the elder priests.
Can I see if any of them... Well, how late is it? Is it kind of like...
Well, it was early evening when the... Like, it was around sunset when he arrived. So, I mean, yes, people would still be awake right now. This would be the equivalent of like 8, 9 in the evening.
Okay. I'm going to go see if I can find an elder and ask them about the mausoleum.
One of the elders?
Yeah.
Fen first. Which of these fine Justicars are the Night Watch?
I mean...
I have no idea.
So you can make something up or I can make it up. It's your choice.
Why do you want to know?
Well, the Night Watchman would probably be able to report any suspicious activity because as one in this kind of business, the night is the best time to move around.
For science. Or alchemy.
The fuck science.
I think you meant steam.
Whatever.
I'll tell him. He has a good point.
All right.
Best friends over
so,
here.
So,
I'm still like grudgingly in debt to him.
If you say that in character, I'm just kind of chuckle.
No.
Exactly the way I did.
Yeah, that's canon.
Okay, so, after you just kind of give that information, you go inside and you go and find Keyhorn, priest of the temple.
What was it?
Keyhorn?
Keyhorn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Priest of the temple.
Okay, and I would like to ask him if he knows about any mausoleums under the temple or anything.
Well, yes, there are a few mausoleums under the temple.
So, anything that previously housed a great gold worm?
Well, yes, the gold worm is still in the crypt underneath the temple.
Alive?
No.
Oh.
He's been dead for thousands of years.
What kind of silly question is that? Of course he's dead if he's in a mausoleum.
Where's his teeth?
You don't know that. There could be undead.
Right, and then everything around us would be dead.
No, it'd be undead.
Nowhere a drunkard like you is allowed.
Respect your elders, fucker.
Oh my god.
I might believe I'm older than you.
If you can't respect my temple, I'm going to kick
you
in
the
balls. I'm going to kick him in the balls.
What are that in this game?
I mean, roll the hit.
The nut shots are real.
What, 15... What do I add? Strength. My strength?
Yeah.
That's an 18.
It's an 18, so yeah, you get kicked in the balls.
Okay.
Joke's on you, too drunk to even feel a thing.
He just goes, put a little bit of
yeah, just kick.
Just all right onto his chest.
I like the deadpan stare, just.
Can you direct us to the mausoleum? How we would get in?
Does he remember?
Has there been any action down there at all recently?
There's been no action in the mausoleum since the last of the Otomonashi clan died.
Oh, gosh.
Sounds like an orgy.
Now we're talking.
You are quite disrespectful.
and you are quite bald. But yet here we are, still talking to one another.
I'm literally going to grab him and throw him outside.
Throw him away from the temple?
Yes.
You might need my expertise knowledge on
no,
the dragon
No, I don't
lore.
Need you. Stop disrespecting my temple. And I'm going to slam the door.
Respect is my thought, huh?
One of the other Justicars like walks over to you and says, "All right, it's time for you to leave, elf."
You have pretty perfume. Fuck it.
What?
What? He
wants to fuck the perfume.
You are drunk and you need to leave.
Whatever now. You say, princess.
Does Ariel turn to leave, or do you just decide to pass out there on the steps?
I turn to what the fucker.
The fucker.
The large armored Justicar?
You yes. Turn?
Okay.
I raise one finger, hurl, and then I go back to sleep.
And then you lay down in your vomit and sleep.
Yes.
All right.
Damn straight.
The Justicar is just going to shake his head at you.
Just slowly like a cat.
Just.
And then just the Justicar just shakes his head, moves back to next to the door. So back to everybody else talking to Keyhorn.
When that happened, can I be watching that?
I mean, they closed the door, so if you're inside talking to Keyhorn.
I just wanted to, like, when he hit the ground, to like throw some sparks and be like, "Mind freak."
You know what? Yes, sure.
Just go back inside.
For the sake of it, before I close the door, he does this.
I'm out. Mind freak.
What I'm imagining is you do the sparks and you just whisper in the ear of the Justicar, yes. "Mind freak." And the Justicar is just like, "What the hell?" Like, turns and looks
and
at
it's
you.
It's a stealth
and
roll like, of seven to, like, get away.
No, he just, like, turns and looks at you like, "What? Why? Why?"
Shut door.
Okay.
Okay. Is there an entrance to the mausoleum?
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Yes, there is an entrance, but it is not one anyone is allowed to go unless a death has occurred.
So tempted to just stab you.
Don't. Don't. Oh, that's funny.
Got a live one.
Okay, well, thank you for the information.
I mean, a lot of people died outside.
None of them are important.
Well, that's why I hate temples.
Rude.
Thief?
The spirits do not
yes.
care whether
I need
it
your
is
help.
Rude or not.
Ooh, how the tables have turned. The Justicar needs my help. This is funny.
All right, we're going to get out of the temple.
So you guys are leaving the temple?
Yes.
You have your ally passed out in a puddle of vomit.
Yeah, I'm going to leave him there.
Just leave him passed out there? All right.
So.
You might need me.
You're asleep.
You're asleep.
Yeah, you're asleep.
The Justicar turns you on your side so you don't drown in your vomit.
What a good princess.
I don't like this, but we have to get into the mausoleum somehow. If they're doing things down there, we have to find out what it is.
Well, obviously they won't go for the front entrance. Probably trying to dig around somewhere else. Let's investigate the area.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna do that. It's also dark, so... That's cocked.
That's
cocked.
Roll that again.
Damn it.
That's an 8.
Stop rolling into things.
Fuck you.
We don't have that rule.
Can
at
I
this table.
Also
no,
investigate,
a rule,
or can I aid him, or can I also investigate?
I mean, you can assist in investigating the area, sure.
Okay, so I'm assisting.
Okay,
so that's an 8.
Help at all. Yeah, it's actually a 12.
It's a 12. Okay,
it's a 12.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of like searching the area, you guys don't find anything like super out of the ordinary. And at this point, it's also getting pretty late. You're getting close to midnight, so. It's probably time to go and get some sleep.
Okay. Well, I guess we should all get some sleep. Not that, you know, Ariel needs any help with that. I guess we should just meet back at the temple in the morning and we'll look at it in daylight and see if that makes any difference.
Hard cut to Ariel with a massive fart. The Justicar just, oh. Moving away. Cut back to the three of you.
I was going to write a note that says, "Stay here," and put it on him.
Just write a note and pin it to him.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to move Ariel out of the way so he's not going to get trampled by anything. But he's still outside the temple, just like kind of against the wall.
Right. So it's also at this point for the two of you specifically, you can definitely tell it's about time to go to bed because while normally during the day there's a constant sound of machinery moving and working as the factories help to shape metal, they've gone quiet and it actually settles to the quiet that once used to fill this valley.
That's our cue.
I believe I'm going to camp out right here with our friend and make sure he doesn't go anywhere, but also take only a short rest so I can investigate further in the middle of the night.
Okay.
My help will be unstoppable. Be like Bonnie and Clyde.
He says in his sleep. So. I need a full rest, so I'm Fen, going into the temple.
You're going into the temple? Mm-hmm. Okay, you said in your backstory that you live with your uncle in town, though. Mm-hmm. Don't you?
Yeah, I don't know where we live.
You guys would probably have a house in town somewhere.
Okay, it's probably nearby the temple, though.
Probably.
Okay.
But
I'll go there.
Go there, uncle. Like... Uncle is in his PJs already, like, it's late, why are you coming back now?
I've had the longest day.
I heard of the attack, but I figured you'd be home.
Well, we were kind of hired.
Hired?
Investigating an assassination attempt, basically. It's a long story. I'll explain more in the morning.
Well, I was worried about you. He moves forward and gives you a hug.
Oh, aww. I hug him back.
Dorbs.
What are you doing?
I deserve much better than to sleep outside, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's why I assumed you were all going our separate ways.
I'm going
so
to
like
the nicest inn I could find.
And then
with
real
what
quick,
money?
Like some tea before bed.
I got 20.
No, thank you. I think I'm just going to go sleep.
Sleep tight, Fen.
Have a good night.
I'd honestly assumed that...
Yeah, so you just go find the nicest inn you can.
I had assumed that I would schmooze... the daimyo so well that I would get put up in some good digs.
But you did not do that when you
need
him in the balls.
Right. Served it. So I'm trying to find a nice place.
So, I mean, there's some nice places. The nicest place you can find is actually at the, like, classic Ometanashi Inn, which is, like, that's where you have access to hot springs. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you get access to hot springs, it's a luxury bed. Basically, you're staying in what used to be, like, a really big hotel and is now a palace. Like, you're staying there. But it's 40 gold per night.
Damn.
Maybe you don't have 200 that we got.
Can I convince him to let me stay there?
How?
So... I have a lot to offer.
So you're
more
there.
Than just gold.
The
good,
like
sir.
the overnight front desk is just standing there.
Yes.
This is incredible.
Fuck. What race is this, bro?
Elven.
What okay. race is this, bro? Sucky
my
dick?
Good sir. Could I interest you in a secondary form of payment?
You know what, let me roll this real quick. Let me see.
You are breathtaking.
He cocks one eyebrow.
God.
I could. Sorry.
Cut to the next morning. It's
like, how does a series of vents sound to you? As I'm like putting one arm around him, like walking back.
Like walking away from the front desk towards guest rooms. Yeah, just that was the... Cock one eyebrow, and then hard cut to morning.
Just to be fair, that's a natural 20 plus 6 persuasion.
Oh my god.
That's in fucking credible.
He's getting in this van.
That has to be the title of this one. He's getting in this vent. Oh my god. Oh, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
All right, so...
Hard cut to morning.
Yeah, hard cut to morning.
So hard.
Oh,
my God.
Wait, didn't you want to do some investigating?
Yeah, he wanted to do his...
So, all right, so you're taking a short rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Oh, my hit points are back.
You didn't lose any hit points or spend any abilities or anything, so...
I mean, I don't have any abilities worth to spend.
So, yeah, you, like, sit there on the side of the temple. You maybe get, like, 2-3 hours of shut-eye before the Justicar, like, comes over and kicks you awake and is like, hey,
yeah,
get out of here.
Fine. And I just kind of drag him along if he even decides to wake up.
No, he's like, he's out. He's passed out drunk. He ain't waking up.
Did you lose any hit points? You're good.
Yeah.
A stab wound might not even wake this guy up at this point.
A kick in the balls didn't hurt him, so.
True. Yeah, I'll just leave him there then. All right. He's not going anywhere.
I feel bad for starting that precedent.
Starting which precedent?
Just like kicking people.
Do you
kicking
feel bad
people
now?
In the balls?
Do you really?
No.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So I'm just kind of going to do some very stealthy circles around the various areas around the temple.
Okay.
Going to be 23 stealth.
23? Mm-hmm. All right. So stealthing around, I mean, not many people can tell that you're there, but there doesn't really seem to be anything super suspicious going on this evening.
Any large amounts of noise or any people that I might have seen walking by?
I mean, a couple of people, but they're people that you've seen around before.
Where is the mausoleum exactly, just kind of positioned behind the temple?
It's positioned under the temple.
So directly under. Would I be able to recall if the entrance would be inside the temple directly or somewhere?
Only,
I'd have to ask our Justicar.
Only members of the temple know where the entrance is, and then only high members of the temple.
So I wouldn't know.
No.
Well, all right.
You'd have to probably go in the temple.
Or if you got high, because then you'd be a high member of the temple.
Hey! 420 blaze it! Which I would never do, first of all, but...
Yeah, drugs are bad, okay.
Anyway.
So, anything else you want to do that evening other than just move around?
Yeah, just move around. I'll be fine with that, and then I guess if there's nothing else for me to do, try to catch a little bit more shut-eye.
Yeah, so catching a little bit more shut-eye then. It's morning, and as happens for the two of you, usually, Sato and Fen, you wake up to the noise of the machinery starting in the morning, because it's real loud. It's hard to sleep during the day here. Which, Balthazar, for you, actually, the noise is not terrible. The noise is not terrible at the Otemenashi Inn.
Well, there might be some.
Did you get some sleep at all?
Oh, I got plenty.
He got the long rest.
Oh, okay.
There were breaks.
I figure it's more so that...
God damn it.
I figured it was more so that the breathtaking Balthazar, judging on the kind of person he is, it's like, he finished and then he just went to sleep.
It is all about me, after all. I'm not a very giving lover.
Wow.
So it's just like, I'm done and good night.
And so are you.
And Sato, you wake up.
Wait, who?
Wrong
or
one.
No, sorry, yeah, not Sato. Ariel.
Yes.
You wake up and just a terrible headache. You're covered in dry vomit. You got fucked up last night.
I guess I'll make my way back to the front entrance to find him.
Oh man, so. You're gonna come out so gross, and I'm gonna come out so refreshed from like these hot springs, like fresh scales, just like
you're glowing.
Yeah,
you got wonderful breakfast and everything else too.
Just got blasted last night. It's so good.
You got your vents blasted.
Just got my vents cleaned.
No,
out.
He got vented.
Putting on my armor, getting everything ready, and I'm gonna leave. Say goodbye to my uncle.
For the two of you who are actually in front of the temple, and then very shortly, you know, both Ariel and Sato are joined by Fen. You know, how would you guys like to go about it? The breathtaking Balthazar will probably join you guys in... I'm guessing he'll probably spend an hour, like, bathing in the hot springs.
Oh, I'm
and
taking
eating
full advantage of this place.
And everything else. They're going to kick you out in a little bit, but,
that's
like,
fine.
You're going to bathe and eat and everything. Mm-hmm. So you guys have, like, an hour free of this annoying fuck.
You can get some work done.
Have you had any luck getting the thing off your wrist?
You don't need to know that.
It came into play last night.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
What about this? And the guy was like, oh.
But it's not even, like, they don't even connect.
It's like just a little piece of chain, like, hold it.
God damn it.
Just first thing I'm going to do is, as soon as I get up to the front of the temple, I'm going to go straight over to him, get about this far from his face, yell directly in his face as loud as I can.
Oh, why would you do that to Ariel?
Why? Because I need to make sure he's awake and fully attentive, even
that
if it hurts.
That is so rude, Sato. Mm. All right.
I throat check.
You throat check?
I throat check.
I've rolled the throat check.
Gets so funny that that's a thing, too.
So 13.
13, so...
Plus what?
Plus... Which one would that be?
Your negative
dex.
One. Oh, no.
Dexterity?
Yeah. No, 13, it would be the negative one, strength, 16. Since you're not a monk.
So it'll be a 12.
Not even close.
So...
I just...
You try and throat check him, and it's like holding there, and then it's just one hand, no. And then back to it.
God damn it.
So, yeah, that is not pleasant, I'm assuming, for Ariel at all.
I throw check again.
I mean, roll another one, I guess.
Am I with them at this point?
Yes. You're watching this occur.
14.
So 13.
13. God damn it.
That ain't working.
You're getting closer, but no.
You have to meet 16. So you have to roll a 17 or higher.
Mm-hmm.
So,
check one more time.
Last attempt.
Okay.
Are you going to let him do it?
At this point, I've had enough. I'm just going to knock him right on top of the head like that. Just.
You're going to just right three over stooges him with a fist directly down on the top of his head? All right.
Not very hard, but hard enough to hurt. I swear to God. That's going to be a 16 to hit.
God 16 to hit, so...
I'm out.
Somebody did this to me at the back of a bus in middle school once, and it immediately makes, like, tears come into your eyes. Oh. Just, like, force from the top. You're like, there's tears stored in the top of my head. And I'm like, being pushed out. It really fucking hurts.
There's tears stored in the top.
Yeah, so...
little brain reservoir.
Are you going to break this up, Fen?
After that, yes.
All right, after that, it's just like, all right, like, fucking stop, put your hands...
Children, please.
Like, after I bonked him, I stood up and I was just like...
I mean, to be fair, he did deserve it, but... You
deserve shit!
But, we have to figure out what they're doing in the mausoleum.
We need to find out where the mausoleum is. I know it's underneath, but... I mean... We need the entrance.
My best guess would be it's in the temple.
Can I make an assumption? Well, your elder would obviously know.
I would like to make an assumption. Assuming.
Well, there's not exactly.
You
want to
make an ass out of you and me?
Yes.
Go on.
I get it.
Well, there's not exactly much I can convince him to do. I mean, I'm kind of me.
That's fair.
If we're being completely honest, the only person that can go down there is you. So we're probably going to have to stay out here or try to find another way inside the mausoleum.
Okay.
Well, you go the humane way, I suppose.
The humane way.
The common way.
Well, you're sneaky, right? Okay.
It's like, you know me.
So Sato just smirks at Fen, like, come on, come on.
That's what the little...
What if we just both went in, and if anybody asks, I'm escorting you out? I don't know. I don't do this sneak shit.
I don't know. It's your temple. I don't like to be here.
That's fair. Okay, you stay out here. I'm gonna go look.
I mean, so, if we can get an audience with your elder, can I could possibly do something?
So, Fen, you want to go back inside the temple and look? I mean, the temple is open for prayer during the day.
Yeah.
Like, people can just go in.
Well, I know that, but at the same time, it's just like, you, I need information about this. I'm a thief. She's not.
Is there anywhere that I would think to look, like, that an entrance for a mausoleum might be?
I mean, you're not really sure. Other than the, like, basic walls, the temple inside is a lot of open-air space with, like, a very simple barracks for the monks and the Justicars to sleep in, which is probably why you sleep with your uncle instead of sleeping, like, here.
In commons with everyone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the, like, really shitty bunk beds and everything else. Like,
where do the High Elders sleep?
They sleep in that same area.
Really?
Everyone sleeps in those beds.
Hmm.
Gross.
I can't even.
Is the most detailed area of this entire place up by the altar?
Yes. There's a large, like, tiled cement area that is flat out with various shrines around it and offerings being left to various spirits. And then there is the big shrine, which is devoted to the golden worm.
Can I go and check that out?
I was about to go and investigate that too. So I'll assist her on this one.
So both of you guys are going to go up and
And I'm praying.
You're praying.
I'm praying.
She's praying and I'm actively investigating what she's
and you're just
praying.
Like looking around, like poking things. Okay, so you go up and you make your investigation with disadvantage since you're trying to fake like you're praying as well.
Okay, well, was it investigation?
Yep.
I got an 8.
An 8, and then you just make an investigation check, Sato.
It's going to be a 19.
19. Okay, so Fen with an 8 and Sato with a 19. And then Ariel, what are you doing?
He's recovering from a rather large bludgeoned headache.
Yeah.
So.
Along with a hangover.
At this point, yeah. For the time being, I'm just trying to recuperate.
You're just trying to recuperate. So you're just like sitting in the temple like, people walk by. They're like, wow, he's really devout.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh my
man,
God.
Man, he's really praying.
He's so religious. Fuck off.
Oh my god.
He's so pious. Just
fucking humans.
So, Fen, yeah, Sato. Huh?
That's racist.
You don't know that?
Yeah. Fen, you don't find anything useful. You like, actually like kind
I'm
of
I'm actually kind of into praying
yeah,
and I'm
like
you
kind of get into your prayer and mm-hmm. you're like praying to the spirits. Mm-hmm. You actually like there's a point where like you pull out your offering box and you like start making some offerings to the golden worm.
And you hear me fiddling with the whole freaking shrine.
And you're like moving over, you're like poking things, you're doing stuff. You don't find anything particularly interesting on the shrine. It's just a really nicely carved, like it's kind of a mural of the golden worm, but I mean, it just looks like a gold dragon. A big gold dragon.
All right. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's kind of like built into the largest section of like a wall somewhere, right?
It's just a freestanding...
Oh, so there's an entire open area around
it. So basically, there's a big wall that's cutting off a square area. And then there's like the little barracks in one corner, the big open tiled area, and there are the little shrines along the tiles. And that there's grass on the other sides. There's like meditation gardens. It's a really nice area to come and like be spiritually enriched because it's very peaceful within here. Somehow you don't even hear the machinery when you're within these walls.
I'm going to investigate the area that people seem to be avoiding.
That people seem to be avoiding?
I'm still praying.
Because I would assume there's at least some place that's just kind of left alone being the hopeful entrance.
There isn't.
And you said it was a open spaced statue. Anything behind it?
Walking around behind it, there's another mural on the back showing the golden worm battling with three other smaller dragons on the back of it. But it's just a different part of the same mural, and there are more offerings and things like that left on the back.
Hmm. While she's not there, I'm going to pick some of the offerings up in my pouch.
These offerings aren't really interesting. They're like burned incense or bowls of rice and other stuff like that. People aren't really leaving a lot of gold.
Bummer.
I'm gonna check the back, like, wall, the back mural.
Mm-hmm.
See if there's anything.
Going around.
I'm straight up investigating now.
Okay, so go ahead and roll investigation.
15.
So, looking at it, there does seem to be something slightly off with the heads of all four of the dragons, but I mean, it could just be a weird artistic style. You're not entirely sure.
I'm going to tell him that.
I'm fine. I'll start fidgeting with the entire thing.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Like I pretty much already was, but.
Pull the lever in every direction.
Shut up.
Pull the lever, crunk.
It's going to be an 18.
An 18?
Yep.
All right. So as you are like doing that and like you move up, so you find out that the heads of the dragons do actually move as you like reach up and do that. But immediately two other Justicars like walk up and are just kind of like, get down. Fen, giving you any trouble?
Always.
Me?
Trouble?
All the time. Absolutely not.
All the time.
Yeah. We know who you are, Sato.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know when I can show up.
I'd say right about now you'd probably be like showing up to the front of the temple like, all right, it's a good day.
Just see him like in one of the...
Yeah, you see him sitting in front of one of the shrines just like
I'll be looking
like,
at the shrine and just giving
him
a
He's just laying there in prostration.
I just want to give him a little pet while I check everything out.
I'm just like looking around like, you don't spend much time in a, like, religious areas because you don't really care, but like it's peaceful in here, and the nice thing is like you don't hear the machinery within the walls.
You just hear my groaning.
Yeah, you just hear like
it'll be okay, buddy.
Shut up.
I'm gonna grab him by the collar and be like, well, I'll just take him outside, like kind of really awkwardly.
Roll deception.
Okay. I'm not trying
with disadvantage
very hard.
Since you're saying you're
yeah
doing
I was like I'm
awkwardly.
Not trying very hard. Cool.
Also awkward.
18.
Nice.
The other Justicars, I mean, you're a Justicar. They're just, they accept it.
Cool.
Turn. They continue their patrol around the temple.
And I'm going to take him over to Ariel and breathtaking Balthazar.
While we're kind of walking our way towards the front, I'm just going to kind of whisper. Seems a little off that the statues move.
I know, but we can't do anything until there's nobody there.
You're gonna hate this idea, but there is someone that can make a distraction.
Oh, no. Just don't hurt anything.
You're not here yet.
I won't hurt anything. I can't promise the other two.
All right, and we're up to them now.
Okay, so yeah. Everyone has now rejoined. Us. He looks refreshed. He looks clean. He looks relaxed. Maybe not to Sato or Ariel, because you guys don't know Dragonborns that well, mm-hmm. but, you know, to a fellow Dragonborn like Fen, Balthazar looks real relaxed.
Breathtaking Balthazar.
I will end you.
Your scales are so much shinier today. What did you do?
I'm going to walk up to him and be like, Master Balthazar, I have a request.
Breathtaking Balthazar.
Can I hand you 5 gold and say, I need you to act in a performance
please,
loud as you can make it.
Please don't break anything. Please.
I hand the gold back. My good man. I've got you.
I'm going to hand him 10 gold and be like, please don't break anything.
I hand that to you.
If he breaks anything, I'm going to break your neck.
Careful.
Sada just shrugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention? Gather around.
Start to turn at you. The Justicars are looking angry. The priests are like looking up from their prayers and are not happy with you right
now. Gather around. Come on, don't be shy.
And the Justicars put their hands on their katanas and start walking towards you.
I'm doing that too.
I take out an arrow.
Yeah.
And I slowly show them my hand. And I put the arrow on my hand. And I slowly start pushing and making it look like...
A couple of the commoners here are like, oh God.
I'm showing the other side and... Right. Minor illusion that there's like a little poke coming through my skin. David Blaine.
And while they're all distracted by this, I'm going to hide and make my way.
You're gonna try and stealth your way over there, okay?
I'm nice. Doing the same thing as the other Justicars.
You're like moving forward. Like, all right, what are you doing?
26 stealth.
26 stealth. 18. Okay, so like everyone is real distracted, and you just start walking away, like going like you're going back to the shrine. And then as soon as you see no one's going after you, it's just like, and quiet run around to the back of the shrine. And you look, there's no one looking right
immediately
there.
Start fidgeting with all the statue heads and everything again.
Make an intelligence check, please.
5.
Do we have inspiration, or you were just giving us those die?
Actually.
You have inspiration.
I will use it.
Nat 20. Oh my god, it's a nat 20.
Recovered that shit. That's a 22.
All right, well done with your first inspiration. And... I'll take that.
It was so worth it.
You got nat 20 with it. Okay, so going over, looking at the dragon heads, you see that they can not only move in a lever fashion, but they can slide back and forth. You look at it, and just very quickly in your head, you think, like, if this is going to open something, it's going to be just like any other lock. So you do what you do with other locks. You start moving things until you hear the tumblers click, and then you stop and you move on to the next ones. And... very quickly, you open it, and you see that the back of this shrine's mural just slides downwards into the earth, and this smell of old, stale air and death blows on your face, and you see that you have found the entrance to the crypt.
I'm just gonna, again, very stealthily peek around the corner, and I'm gonna take a ball bearing and ping her in the back of the head with it.
Roll to hit with disadvantage.
Oh my god.
I rolled a 10 out of 20. That's going to be a 16 to hit.
16? Is that your armor class?
Meats.
Okay, so you actually manage to take that ball bearing. So all of a sudden, like, while you have your hand, all of a sudden you just feel a like little pebble smack the back of your head. You turn and you look and you see like Sato just like waving at you from behind it. Come on, come on.
At this point, the arrow is through the hand. I'm showing it to everyone.
Roll a perform check.
There's no... It's a 21.
21.
Finally, so good.
Truly, the breathtaking Balthazar is quite breathtaking. As, like, even some of the priests are like, wow, like, they're starting to be, like, actually amazed.
God damn.
And so, I'm gonna walk away.
Yeah, so you walk away. Ariel, there are people around now, and then a couple people start to clap. So that's starting to get loud around you. It's like,
I walk away and I follow them.
You walk away and follow them? Okay.
Okay.
You're still there, just like,
Did he see us walk away?
That's coming. That's the finish. They haven't been mind freaked yet.
Not yet. Okay.
An ending move.
Did he see us walk away, or was he too?
Oh, I'm sure.
He might have, but he's like way too busy. Like, I am amazing. I am breathtaking. I am Balthazar.
When she finally catches up to me, I'm just gonna be like, and point down in the mausoleum. We're going.
She's gonna be like, yeah, it fucking stinks. I know. I know it's open.
So, yeah, you see the mausoleum, and you can definitely see that you can get in that way easily. So are you guys going to just go in?
I mean, we can't really leave it open behind us, and we still need breathtaking Balthazar. So
do we really?
Always. Yes.
I can close it. Can I do that?
From the...
Well, you know how to open it, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it has a vomit trigger to close.
That's the secret. Just.
Well.
Oh, I can be like the Watchman.
Yeah, how are you feeling, bud?
I'm almost positive that if I go anywhere near that crypt, I'm going to.
The smell's pretty bad.
You do smell the stench of death where you are right now. Yeah. It's not great.
Well.
Finally, a scent that overpowers your own.
I don't know. I feel kind of bad breaking up his show. He finally got to perform for somebody.
For once, he's actually helping.
But yeah, we should probably get in. So
I'm gonna like look toward where they went while I'm doing this, just to see like if my plan working. What are they doing?
Like they've like walked around to behind the shrine. They didn't really tell you what they were doing. They're just like distract everyone. Sure. You're like, I am on it.
Okay, I'm gonna peek around the corner and be like, hey, hey,
oh,
back here, ga ga. Look up here.
So I pull it out.
Right.
Sleight of hand, natural 20 to make it like with a real arrow, because that was a fake arrow the whole
right,
time.
Right.
So.
And now you like, have the real arrow.
Where are your gods now? And then a minor illusion, mind freak.
Mind freak above out. You.
Yes. Like glitters, like falling down off the letters.
At which point, you know, let me check with a couple, because you just like, where's your god now to these super pious people? So let's see real quick how they react to that.
I'm just sitting here peeking around the corner watching this happen.
I didn't roll above a 4 on that, so you're good. People nice. Are just like, they're clapping, they're
like,
amazed.
No, they suck.
They're like, this was amazing.
Truly, you are blessed.
Yeah, it's like, truly the spirits have blessed you.
So just bow, 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 kind of like moving
bow, bow, bow,
direction.
Like moving away. People are turning, they're clapping at you like,
yeah. Monty Python, like slowly, like, yeah, yeah. And then just
like they turn, they start talking to each other like, how do you think he did it? That was amazing. And you just like very quietly like go around and then it's just the stench of death.
Oh, why?
Get in, coin.
No. Come on, man. Did you see that?
You didn't get your money the first time. Let's go. You'll get more money.
And then you go down there. I'm going to give you a hug.
Oh. Head down.
And I am coded.
Balthazar is just like, oh.
Breathtaking Balthazar.
I will end you.
Can I have a count of how many times that's happened, please?
There needs
Thank
to be
you.
A counter.
Look, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm sure there will be a website that is just
oh,
the,
I'm
breathtaking,
sure.
Balthazar.
The breathtaking Balthazar.
And it's just the count of how many times he's fucking
just
said that to me.
Every time it pops up, just a little counter. Just ping. Mm-hmm. Because I guarantee we're way over 20 hours.
In end your heart, you. Deep down, you know how many times it's been.
So, I will go for to my hug.
You'll go for your hug?
Yeah.
All right, so you get that, like, dried vomit smelling hug.
It's. I mean, I'm not coming in real deep on this hug.
Can you hug
I do.
In
you're doing,
the
like, the side hug.
Like, you know what?
I embrace that motherfucker.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
You're like, oh, all right, honey.
Any way that I can get some enjoyment from, like, okay, you like me, finally.
It's like, all right, honey, you can stop,
people
but.
You have to like me. That's
right.
Yeah.
So they're with
you.
Us now?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to whisper to him. I'm like, hey, there's alcohol down there.
Maybe not today.
Hey, look.
I
The pain will go away if you drink more.
I smell you through this.
You never get a hangover if you're still drunk when you're at bay.
So Fen walks down the passage.
I got this shit. I'm going down too.
Sato walks down the passage.
I have candles. I'm going to light a candle.
You're going to light a candle.
We can't see. Just with my...
So you just breathe on the end of the candle a little bit. Just, whew, a little bit of fire breath.
I have a candle.
So it lights. And now you have the candle, so...
Prestidigitation torch.
Prestidigitation torch. It doesn't give off any light because prestidigitation can't do that.
It says it can light a torch.
Oh, you have an actual torch?
You have a torch?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Then never mind.
I didn't have any torches. Cool,
the torch. And lights a torch, so you have bright light out to 15 feet.
I'm going to stare at him, blow my candle out, and just put it back in my bag. Nothing.
I didn't do anything.
Come on, let's go quick.
So
they don't see the light.
Okay.
As everybody descends down into the crypt, you begin to hear the sound of machinery, but not the overarching sound that you would hear from above in the city, but rather the sounds of machinery coming from below.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking called it.
And that is where we will end. That is where we will end.
Oh, really?
Episode 2 of Character Flaw.
Natural one.
So,
I'm just throwing the die just for shits and giggles.
So, once again, I want to thank you guys. I'm Charles, the DM. You can find me at Dapper Jackal on Twitter. We have Tristan.
My Twitter, yes.
Twitter.
Drunk in real life.
Dimitri 7.
Yeah, this boy's drunk on Mountain Dew.
And then, Darian, where can people find you?
At Hemandam on Twitter.
At Hemandam, RC.
You can find me at The Cold Touch.
The Cold Touch.
At BT Balthazar.
God damn you.
BALTHACAR.
Damn you, Josh. Once again, if you guys can just give us a review, share the podcast with your friends.
Share and favorite.
The more viewers that we get in the beginning, the more that we can grow and the better that we can make content for you guys. And if we get enough viewers, maybe we can start telling some other stories rather than just the Ryunoji story and get some other campaigns going with maybe some new people, some new blood in those too. So if you like it, leave us a review. Like and subscribe, you know, it really helps us out. And
thumbs up.
Tweet. As always, have a wonderful day, guys.
Tell your friends. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.